On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Joanna Earle.
Five more people have been arrested by police investigating allegations of abuse at a Kent youth jail. An investigation was launched after undercover footage broadcast on TV earlier this year appeared to show staff using excessive force to restrain teenagers at the Medway Secure Training Centre. The three men and two women remain in custody. Five other members of staff arrested in January remain on bail.
KMFM News.
Three migrants are being questioned by Home Office officials in Dover after being rescued from a dinghy in the Channel. The men are thought to be from Iran and were picked up early yesterday morning. Last month, a boat carrying 20 people were rescued off the coast of Dymchurch. Skipper James Salmon was called to help with a similar incident last year.
We discovered that he had about 17 life jackets on board, lots of SIM cards and mobile phones, and everything just looked very, very suspicious.
David Cameron is urging people to continue to register to vote in the EU referendum, even though the deadline was last night. It's after the website crashed for an hour and 45 minutes. The Prime Minister says urgent discussions are taking place to ensure people who want to vote can.
KMFM News.
A neighbour has described the moment armed police arrested a man following reports a woman was robbed at gunpoint in Northfleet. Officers were called to Painters Ash Lane last night. Samantha Jenkins saw a man being taken away after being made to get out of a van near her house.
I'd say about 15 minutes to half an hour later, a forensics van showed up, and then they were going through the van properly, all with gloves and that, looking for something.
A man in his 30s is in police custody. Another man is also being hunted by officers. A driver's admitted killing a 77 firefighter in a road crash on the A20 in West Kent. 47-year-old James Boyle, who helped during the London bombings, died last November, 3 days after his motorbike was involved in a collision in Farningham. A 25-year-old from Swanley has pleaded guilty to causing death by careless driving and is due to be sentenced at the start of next month.
KMFM News.
The French government's launched an app to alert fans going to Euro 2016 of security threats. It flashes warnings if there's an attack close to their location or suspicion of an imminent strike. The tournament begins on Friday when host France take on Romania in Paris. These tourists have been departing from London's St Pancras station this morning.
You've just got to back the authorities to have you back, really. You've got to put trust into the French police, really. Security's going to be high.
We were reassured and stuff, and I mean, nothing can protect you for sure, but the precautions that they're going to take, especially with everything going on, I feel a little comforted, yeah.
The family of a Kent teenager who's fighting a rare form of cancer say they're desperate to raise £1 million so she can have life-saving surgery in America. Kelly Turner was diagnosed last October, but has been told surgery to remove tumours isn't available in this country. The 16-year-old's dad, Martin, says she may only have 2 years to live if she can't get treatment in the States.
Hopefully, even if Kelly can't benefit at the end of the day from any money raised, then hopefully a lot of other people can do, and that they can actually find proper way of countering DSRCD.
There's another weather warning in place in Kent for more heavy rain later. Forecasters have issued a yellow be aware alert from midday until 8 tonight. It's thought the north of the county and the Isle of Sheppey could be worst affected. And Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is urging audience members at last night's theatre debut not to give anything away. The first preview of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child took place in London, with fans given badges saying hashtag keep the secret. The play officially opens on July 30th.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Cricket in Kent will be looking to get their T20 Blast campaign back on track when they welcome Hampshire to Canterbury later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Spitfires have suffered two defeats in their first three games of the competition. Play tonight is due to get underway at 6:30. Elsewhere, England will hope defender Chris Smalling will be able to train today after leaving a session yesterday with an ice pack strapped to his knee. It's understood he'll be fine to face Russia in their opening Euro 2016 match on Saturday. Fullback Kyle Walker says he's just happy to be at the tournament, having missed the last two major finals through injury.
I said to my mum before, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and this is it now. I've got over my injuries. I've had an injury-free season now, and I'm finally, you know, at a big tournament, so hopefully I can, you know, get a few minutes on this pitch and go out and show everyone what I can do.
And Kent pentathlete Kate French has been selected to represent Great Britain at the Olympic Games in Rio later this year. The 25-year-old from Gravesend will compete in the modern pentathlon, which features fencing, swimming, show jumping, pistol shooting and running. She's also joined by Samantha Murray, Joe Chung and James Cook.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.